Yoga podcast with me, Jill Amerson. So the class today is a 90-minute vinyasa class that was actually a live class that myself and my good yogini friend Deb Auden presented on Sunday, June the 13th. And the event was actually a charity event, so the proceeds from this live yoga class went to Friends of the Earth. So if you enjoy this class and you couldn't make it to the event itself, then I'd love you to consider making a donation of £5 to Friends of the Earth. So to do that, it's pretty easy. All you need to go is to go and find the Friends of the Earth website. You can Google that or just go directly to www.foe.co.uk. So it's www.foe.co.uk, and there's a button there where you can just donate online. And when we presented the class, we were asking for a £5 donation per person, so it'll be just as though you were actually present at the live event if you donate in this way. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks very much. Namaste.
So don't feel like you have to force yourself to do everything that we're asking you to do. As we go through the practice this morning, we're both going to do the practice as well. So if you want to do the full kind of flow, then follow me. If you want to do some modifications, Deb's going to point you in that direction, okay? So is that it? Oh, just a couple of kind of housekeeping things first. Fire. In the event of an emergency situation, which hopefully we're not going to get, over there and out there, and then out on the main road, I guess, would be the meeting point.
Across the road.
And also, we're not going to stop for pee breaks or anything, so if you do need to dash off, then the toilets, men's are just out here on the left, and ladies are just towards the other end of the corridor again on the left, so feel free to nip out at any time you need to. And I think that's the housekeeping done, isn't it? So then Deb's going to tell you a bit more about the practice this morning. So the theme of today's practice is Earth, Moon and Sun. I think it said Earth, Wind and Fire then. Completely different.
You don't
want
any wind.
No, we definitely don't want any wind.
So we're going to be balancing these three energies through the practice. So we're going to flow from a practice where we're going to do some lovely heart opening, connections with our lunar energies, we're going to do some nice grounding postures, connecting with our earth energies, we're going to create some heat in our body to let our sunshine shine through. So we'll just take a nice tall seat, relax our shoulders, and just bring the awareness inward, so closing the eyes, letting the sit bones ground down into the earth, letting the crown of the head reach to the sky. Just beginning by connecting with the breath. I'm just going to read us a piece from Georges Feuerstein's book about these energies. So twisting around the central pathway in a helical fashion and crossing at each chakra are the Ida Nadi and Pingala Nadi. The former is said to be the left side of the Shushumna Nadi, and the latter on the right. On the physical level, they are related to the left and right nostril, and are the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems. Symbolically, the former is associated with that cooling moon energy, and the latter with the heating sun. Here we must again remember that we are a microcosm of the macrocosm. So our individual body is a microcosm of everything else out there. So the sun and the moon stand for important phenomena. Through the activities of the lunar and the solar channels, the dynamics between them, consciousness is kept in a constant cyclic motion, causing sleep and wake, as well as inner directedness and outer directedness. They're responsible for tension inherent in the ordinary mind. So the lunar and solar channels, however, are different from the microcosmic sun and the moon. The former is thought to be placed in the stomach, where it consumes the nectar, amrita, oozing from the moon in the head. The yogin or yogini must gain control over the natural process and augment it, so that this ambrosial fluid is distributed over the entire body, rather than just being wasted in the stomach. This is said to lead to vigour, health, and longevity. In Hatha Yoga, our inverted postures, such as the shoulder stands and headstands, help us to reverse the position of the sun and the moon in the body and prevent wastage of this lunar nectar. So thinking about those energies, we're going to work through this practice today, trying to balance that energy so that that lunar nectar can be distributed through the whole of our body. Balancing that lunar, solar, and earth energy. So let's gently begin to open our eyes. And then we're gently going to come up to standing.
Into gazing pose and exhale, hinge down, Uttanasana. Inhale and lift, exhale down. Inhale, lift, relax the shoulders, let the spine lengthen, and exhale, hinge down in towards the legs.
Stepping all the way back to plank pose. So spreading the hands, feeling that connection with the earth, pushing back into the heels of the feet, lower the knees if you need to. And then let's exhale as we bend the elbows towards the back of the mat, coming halfway down. Inhale and lift. Exhale, halfway. Inhale. And down. And lower all the way down into the belly. And come through to cobra. Or into sphinx if that's better for your back. Just gently draw the hands back if you're in sphinx. Curl the toes. Pull back and up into Adho Mukha Svanasana, down dog. So breathing gently. Again, feeling that connection through the earth, through the feet, through the hands, spreading the fingers. Relax the shoulders. Taking the gaze between the hands and gently stepping forwards, Uttanasana. Inhale, lift the gaze, lift the arms like wings and rise to the sky. And exhale to the heart. Bend the knees and inhale, lift the arms into Utkatasana. So sitting down into chair pose, let the tailbone be pulled down to the earth. Let the spine lift to the sky, relax the shoulders. And exhale, hinging all the way forwards, Uttanasana. Step all the way back to plank pose. So remember your options to lower the knees if you need to. Exhaling down through Chaturanga Dandasana and inhaling, pulling through to your back bend, so either up dog, cobra or sphinx. Exhale, pull back, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let's take the gaze between the hands and step the right leg all the way forward. Placing the left foot down on the floor, we're going to rise into Virabhadrasana 1. Hinge it all the way down and step all the way back to plank. Exhale through Vinyasa. Finding your way back to down dog. And step the left leg all the way forward. Right foot grounds to the earth. Inhale as you rise into Virabhadrasana 1. And exhale, hinge through Vinyasa. So coming down into, and then up into your back bend. Exhale, pull back down dog. So just pausing with the breath in down dog. Remember, at any point, if the vinyasa's become too much, you can always draw back just into child's pose or to come back and just rest in down dog. Gaze between the hands, step gently or hop forward into Uttanasana, forward bend. Bend the knees deeply and inhale, lift to chair pose. And then rise into the sky, Uttanasana. Come back to chair pose, lift the arms, bend the knees, sink the hips. And exhale, hinge all the way down, Uttanasana, forward bend. Step all the way back to plank's pose. Coming down, your variation, that half plank or full plank, and lifting through to your back bend. Pull back, down dog. Lifting the right leg to the sky. Pushing through that right foot and keeping the hips as even as you can. And then pull that right foot all the way through and drop it down in between the hands. Ground the left foot to the floor. we're going to rainbow this left arm all the way up and over, coming into Virabhadrasana. To the ground and rainbowing the right arm all the way up and over the Virabhadrasana two. So let that leg at the front be nice and deeply bent. Don't let it sway. And then bring the right hand to the right leg, lift the left palm to the sky and fold over the knee to the Virabhadrasana two. Down to plank and through vinyasa. So nice relaxed shoulders there and that heart opening, back bend and then back to down dog. Taking the gaze between the hands and gently hopping forward or stepping through. Lengthen the spine briefly, hinge down into Uttanasana, forward bend, and then bend in the knees, inhale, rise to chair pose, and lift back to standing. Just going to come down briefly to our mats, so let's just briefly, just inhale, lift. Exhale, hinge all the way down. Step back to down dog. And then just bring the knees to the floor and pull back into child's pose just for a moment. Not going to lose that lovely sunny heat that we created. Gently roll up through the spine. And then come over onto the sit bones. In fact, warm now, so let's ease ourselves down onto our backs. And just to begin to generate a little bit more heat in our core, in our belly, and that's a, that sunny area of our body. You can bring my hands onto the floor, the inside of the body. And then lift the legs to the sky, as you lift the hips up to the sky. And then exhale to come down and lift up into plank. Keep your hands on the floor and keep it a bit more stable. Then three of those. Bend the knees if that's a little easier. So we're going to work through 12 of these. So I'll let you count them and I'll trust you.
Well, I'm on 9.
Rock all the way up. Okay. Just standing.
A little bit more. Okay, so standing at the top of your mat then. We're going to take our feet about hip distance apart, making sure your feet are parallel. And toes pointing directly forwards rather than in and out.
take the right arm in towards the midline, towards your navel. Make a big circle as you inhale and exhale it around to the side waist. Left arm, same thing, into the midline, in and up, and exhale it around. Good. Taking the hands into the hip crease, turning the toes out, we're going to go down towards a full squat. So if you know you've got knee issues, only go halfway. But if you need something underneath your heels so that you don't end up in that position with your heels off the ground, then Deb's just putting a little bolster underneath her heels to prevent that. So taking an in-breath, and then as you exhale, you're going to send your knees out to the side and bring yourself down. Bring the hands into the heart. Use the elbows on the insides of the knees to try and squeeze the heels of the hands together and send the knees back behind you. Draw the tail in, lift the heart up to the sky. Take an in-breath, bringing the arms out wide, reach all the way up. And as we exhale, we're going to go straight back down to where we came from. Back to Malasana, full yogic squat. Heart lifting, chin parallel to the floor. Nice, soft, smiley face. Take an in-breath, let's reach all the way up to the sky. We're going to do that once more. Exhaling all the way down to your Malasana. A little bit of popping and cracking on the way, but that's all good. That release of energy, providing there's not any pain accompanying it, that's just fine. Take an in-breath here, lift the heart. And as you exhale, you're going to turn your toes forwards. You can bend your knees any amount. And you're going to take a little yogi toe lock around your big toe. So using your middle index and thumbs, you're going to hook them around the big toe. Look forwards, lift the belly into the spine, extend the heart, and as you exhale, let the elbows flare, lift the shoulders up into the back, and let the crown of your head release to the earth. You want to be feeling like your outer shins are squeezing in, and your inner thighs are trying to open out to create that internal rotation, spreading of the sit bones. Taking gentle, easy breaths there. Lovely. Take an in-breath. Let's look up halfway. Let go of the little yogi toe lock. Bend the knees enough so your hands can come to the floor, and we're going to step back to the top of a push-up. Plank position. Take an in-breath as you strongly press the floor away, really rooting into that webbing between index and thumb. Then as you exhale, bent knees or Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, coming up to Bhujangasana Cobra, or Upward Dog, and exhale, pull back through the belly, Downward Facing Dog. Stepping the feet onto the midline of your mat, so they're not coming forward, they're just coming together. As you inhale, take the right leg straight up to the sky, let the left heel continue to reach to the earth. Squeeze right knee to navel, and then place the right foot into the space between your hands. Anchor the back heel down. The left hand reaches into the center. As you inhale, rainbow it over again, back to Vira 2. Good. Taking the right arm up to the sky and dropping the forearm back behind the back of the neck. Take your left hand onto the top of the elbow and draw it across more centrally behind the back of your head. Try to keep your heart facing around to the long edge of your mat. Put your right knee is deep into that beautiful lunge, rolling open towards your baby toe. Power the back leg up, spread into the back baby toe. Good. If you can, wiggle your right fingertips underneath your left armpit, and then take your left arm back. If that's not happening for you today, then don't worry about it. Just keep encouraging that right elbow to move more centrally behind the back of the head. Keep the tail drawing in, the floating ribs anchored, the heart buoyant. Take an in-breath, then as you exhale, opening it back out to Vira 2. Bringing the hand back onto the back thigh, reach up, we were just here a few moments ago, into reverse warrior. So looking back at that left baby toe if you can, and rolling the right side of your chest up to the sky. Don't lose that lunge though. Beautiful. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bringing the hands down, all the way down onto the floor. Swivel onto the back foot and step back
into downward dog. Once again, we're going to do exactly that on the other side. Feet together. As you inhale, the left leg lifts to the sky. Spread the toes. Squeeze the knee to navel as you exhale and place the foot between the hands. Anchor the back heel, and this time the right arm reaches forwards as you inhale up and over, lifting you into Virabhadrasana 2, Proud Warrior. Keep reaching back with the left fingers, back with your right fingers, reaching forwards with your left. So you're opening the span across your heart. Lovely, let's take the left arm up behind the back of the neck, using a little bit of encouragement through the right hand, drawing the elbow across, pressing the forearm down. If you can wiggle the fingers into the armpit, then go ahead, and as you take the right arm back, gravity is going to open that left shoulder a little bit more intensely. Releasing the back hand onto the back thigh and coming into reverse warrior, looking back at the right baby toe, rolling the heart and the chest up to the sky. Take another in-breath. And as you exhale, coming all the way over, bringing the hands down, swivel on the back foot to a lunge, and then stepping back to the top of a push-up or have a little pause in down dog or child, moving through a vinyasa at your own pace. And meeting again into downward facing dog. Taking an in-breath, coming forward to the top of a push-up, and as you exhale, you're going to lower all the way down onto your belly. Keep the hands where they are. Press the toenails down into the floor. Press the pubic bone down. And then we're just going to move like a serpentine cobra. So you can roll one shoulder or the other. You can move from side to side. You can come up high or stay low. You can move the head and neck. Basically, you're just moving in any way that serves your back and front body, creating space and letting the movement be fluid. Continuing with a deep, smooth in-breath and out-breath. As you next exhale, release down to the floor, tuck the toes under, press back to downward facing dog. Rising high onto the toes, look forward to the space between your thumbs, and as you inhale, step, float, jump into that space. As you land, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, pull the crown of the head down to the earth. Root down through the feet. As you inhale, rising up to the sky.
Inhale, let's sweep that right arm round. And this time we're going to draw it to the lower back. Left hand, rain those across the body. And exhale as we bring it to the back. Then let's lengthen into your back bend. We'd like the heart reaching the sky, just coming to your back bend. And then inhale forwards and flow all the way down into a forward bend. So we're going to take the feet out a little wider if we can, bending the knees. This time we're going to bring the hands back and see if we can take hold behind the ankles or the shins. So let the tailbone reach down, and you might even be able to bring the hands flat on the floor. So just listening to your body, working within its capabilities. Let the heart be nice and buoyant. Inhale, releasing, straightening the legs, coming all the way back up. And exhale, we're going to come all the way back down. Sorry. Inhale, reach the right arm around. And the left. into that standing anahata. Exhale, hinging all the way down to the floor. And finding where you are today. So either just having fingertips on the floor, knees bent, maybe holding on to the back of the ankles or the shins, maybe having the hands flat on the floor. Doesn't matter what your neighbour's doing, just do what's good for you. And then inhale as we straighten the legs, sweep back to the sky. Inhale, lift the right arm. Inhale, left arm around, bring it to the lower back. Lift the heart, let that sunshine. And exhale, fold all the way down, Uttanasana. Bending the knees, the last one of these. So maybe each time's got a little easier, maybe it's stiff, it doesn't matter. Wherever's good for you. And then let's inhale as we reach ourselves all the way back up. Bring the hands through to the heart. Draw the feet back in towards each other. Inhale, lift the arms, lift the gaze. Exhale, flow all the way down, Uttanasana. And then we're going to either take that toe hold again, or holding on behind the ankles if that's not good for you. Or we can place the hands, the palm of the hand, underneath the sole of the foot. We're looking to bring the toes in line with the wrist. So again, listen to your body. Inhale, lengthen the spine forwards. And then exhale as you hinge down into that forward bend. Releasing the hands, bringing them to the floor, and step it all the way back to plank. Exhale, lower down, and inhale up to your back bend. Exhale, pull back, down dog. So spreading the hands, feeling that connection again. Let the toes and the heels reach down towards the earth, let their tailbone reach to the sky. And then gaze in between the hands. We're going to step the right leg forward. And we're going to turn both of the feet towards the long edge of the mat. Bringing the fingertips to the floor, lengthen the spine forwards. So let the crown of the head and the tailbone lengthen away from each other. Relax the shoulders down and then exhale, hinge into a forward bend. So fingertips can be on the floor, just in front of the feet. You might want to draw the hands back and place them flat on the floor in line with the toes. The head might even reach the floor. Left arm to the left knee, draw that right hand in front of us. Plank. Come back through vinyasa. So listening to your body, doing the variation that's good for you. Nice relaxed shoulders there in that back. Pull back to down dog. And let's step the left foot forwards this time. Turning the toes to face the front of the mat. And then we're going to lengthen the spine forwards. Hands out to the sides, bring them all the way around and interlace them behind the back. And then exhaling into your forward bend, you should lift the arms away from the back. So it doesn't matter how high you lift your arms, just keeping the spine nice and long. Keeping that connection with the earth through all parts of the feet. The arms back to the back, reach the spine forwards, and then bring the hands down to the floor and walk back around over that left foot back into the lunge. Step back to plank pose. So remembering your options, or even just coming into child's pose, exhaling down Chaturanga Dandasana, inhale through to Bhujangasana, or even up dog. And exhale, come down onto the banner.
Put me out.
Okay, so we're on our balance, everybody. So if you come to dog, just reaching forwards, can move back down through Chaturanga Dandasana if you want to. You put an extra one in there. Okay. So let's bring our left arm and just place it underneath the chest. Lifting the heart forwards. We're going to bend the right knee. We're going to reach round for that right foot, coming into half bow pose. So let the heart blossom forwards. The shoulders be nice and relaxed. Push that foot back into the hand. Some nice steady breaths there. A lovely little bump. Smile. Okay, let's just change that. So if your knees drawing up, just let the knee lower back to the floor. And then just ease the hands to take hold of the toes and begin to draw that right foot, right heel down towards the right hip. Into half frog. And gently release. We're going to switch sides. So bringing the right hand under the chest. Bending the left leg, taking hold of that left foot. If you can't quite reach, don't worry about that either, just keep both hands in front. Pushing back into that left leg, letting the heart open. Nice bit of added extra for the podcast. And then gently releasing that leg, changing the grip of the hand. Drawing the heel of the foot down towards the hip. And gently release. And you'll love this next one.
It's a treat, this is.
The Jandasana. We're going to reach round. Bend both of the knees. Reach round with the right hand. Take hold of the right foot. Take hold on the inside of the right foot. And we're going to reach round and take hold of the left foot over the top of the toes. We're going to draw the left heel towards the hip, left hip, and lift the right leg up to the sky. It's kind of half frog, half bow. Well done, everybody. Good tries. And gently releasing, going to switch sides. So taking hold of the inside of the left foot and the top of the right. Bring the right heel down towards the hip and the left foot reaches to the sky. Lifting the heart, relax the shoulders. Draw the shoulders towards each other. And release. Let's take hold of both of the feet on the outsides of the feet. for a more familiar pose, into Dhanurasana. So inhale as you lift the heart, lift the legs, pushing back into the feet, kicking the feet to the sky, letting the heart blossom forwards into that bow pose. Breathing gently there, and if you wish to pulse a little, just easing in and out of the pose, feel free to do that. Just do what feels good, what feels right. And gently release. Draw the hands back under the shoulders, curl the toes, put all the way back, Adho Mukha Svanasana, down. Gently stepping forwards or hopping forwards into Uttanasana, forward bend. Inhale, lift the gaze, take the arms out like wings, rise to the sky. And exhale to the heart.
So standing tall in Tadasana. Let's take the arms down alongside the hips again. We're going to start with that kind of standing back bend flow that we've done on previous two waves. So just separating your feet out now, a little wider than hips distance apart. Again, making sure that the feet are parallel. So we're going to come down into that forward bend again, aiming to bring the hands back behind the heels. So a little wider than hips distance is normally better to do that. Take the arms by the sides. We're going to take the right arm in as we inhale into the midline, around, up and over, letting it connect with the back of the pelvis, either fingers down or heels of the hands down, fingers up. Left hand into the midline, inhale it up, around, and exhale it into the back of the pelvis. Draw the tailbone in, lift the kneecaps, lift the heart, so with the stable legs and foundation of the pelvis, then you can extend and lift the heart, keep the chin to the chest if the neck's sensitive. On an in-breath, coming up, and as you exhale, folding forwards, taking the hands down in between the legs and aiming to bring the backs, the palms down onto the floor. If you've got that far with the backs of your, with your hands down onto the floor, draw kind of round the back, almost like you would if you were doing crow pose or cat pose. Draw the tail in, lift the heart though, and if you can take yourself into Bhujangasana by crossing the legs or just lift the tiptoes off the floor, go ahead and do that. If you then want to release, touch down, straighten out the legs into Tittibhasana, go ahead. Good. Good, well done. Releasing down or rolling back and coming forwards into a standing forward bend. So your choice here, you can either slide your hands under your feet as we did before to release any strain on the wrist, or take a little yogi toe lock around the big toes. Look forwards and lengthen, draw the navel up to the spine, and as you exhale, hinging forwards, rolling the hips over the tops of the femur bones. Let your head release. Whatever position you're in, try not to hold your head up. Just let your neck empty. Good, well done. Coming up halfway and releasing the hands from whichever little toe grip you've got. You're going to take your hands forwards, tented fingers with the wrists underneath your shoulders. You're going to bend both knees just a little bit. And then you're going to take your right leg up behind you. That might be enough for some of us. Bend the knee and push the sole of the foot up to the sky. Push the heart forwards rather than looking down. If you want to, you can take your left hand back, grab hold of your toes, push the tops of the toes into the hand,
and come into a standing half bow. Keep pushing the foot into the hand, opening the heart and extending the heart space forwards. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, release that side. Look forwards, gather some length, and then bow to the earth to release. We're going to do exactly the same on the other side. So walking your fingers forwards, so the shoulders are stacked above your wrists, the navel is lifting in, supporting the lower back so you're not collapsing, the heart's extending. You're going to micro bend the knees, and then this time take your left leg up, push the sole of the foot up to the sky. That might be enough. If you want to go deeper, take your right hand back to find the toes. Or the ankle's good enough. And you're pushing your foot into your hand, like kicking it away from your butt, and pushing your heart forwards. So you're extending in both directions, creating this beautiful standing bow. Good, well done. One more deep breath. And on the exhale, gently release. Bring the hands down. Look forwards and lengthen. And then fold, squeezing the shins together, letting your inner thighs internally rotate back behind you. Inhaling, let's come up halfway. And we're going to take the left leg and step it directly back behind us. So we're into a lunge with the right foot forwards. So bending that right knee, push the right shin bone forwards. Drop the outer right hip, but lift the center point of that left thigh away from the floor and push your left heel back. Shoot the heart forwards. So we're extending in four different directions here in this lunge. Lift in from the navel. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, we're going to lower the left knee down onto the mat. So from here, just be mindful if you have knee issues. We're going to walk the hands back, coming in to a version of Virasana. So we're aiming to have this left ankle on the outside edge of the left hip. Now, if that is an issue, if it's bothering your knees, if you can feel any pulling or resistance around the knee, you need to bring the heel in towards the groin instead. Okay, so let that be your option. Now, if your heel is in towards your groin, you don't need to do anything. But if you're like me, in a half Virasana, take your knee out to 90 degrees. So you end up with this L shape between your legs. Okay, now I'm going to give you a few different variations. We're going to go into kind of a forward fold and a twist, the seated version of Parigasana. So for the first variation, you're just simply going to place your right hand on your right shin, and take your left arm back and turn back to look towards your thumb. So you create this lovely long line wrist to wrist. If you feel you could do with a little bit more challenge in your practice this morning, you're going to then rest the right forearm onto the shin and bring the arm over, reaching straight across. More stretch still, bring the forearm down to the floor, but the elbow needs to be on the floor on the inside of the shin, and you're bringing the arm all the way across and taking a little yogi toe lock and revolving the left side of your chest up to the sky. The fourth and final variation is taking your right hand back behind you underneath your left sitting bone, holding on to your left ankle. And then bringing the right arm over and bringing your right shoulder on the inside of the right leg. But you keep your left sit bone pressing back behind you onto the floor. Lovely, well done. Let's take an in-breath and wave ourselves all the way up from wherever we've come from. If your heel is into your groin, you're just going to have to modify the way you come out of this. If you're like me, bring the knee back forwards, coming back into the lunging position again over the right foot. Okay, so again, we're going to build up to this next pose in a few little stages. We're going to do a half version of Visvanastrasana.
So we're going to bring the right hand on the inside of the right foot. And we're going to bring the elbows down onto the floor and extend the heart space forwards. That might be your version of Visvamastrasana today. If you want to stay there, just stay there, take some nice deep breaths and just focus on extending the heart space forwards, looking forwards, rather than just letting your neck and head just completely collapse. Think about extension and dropping down on the outside edge of that right hip. If you feel like you want to progress a little bit more towards the full pose, you're going to come up off the forearms and bring your right hand onto the kind of and shoulder back behind the right shin, hooking it forwards and placing the right hand. So you've got either hand on the outside, on the either side of the right foot. The next stage is you swing the left shin back behind you a little bit and in. Then you're going to squeeze your right heel in towards your navel. Take your left hand onto the baby toe side of the right foot. Extend the right leg and open out. Good. Releasing if you're holding the foot, bringing the foot down to the floor. And coming back into a lunging position, taking the right hand back to the outside edge of the right foot. We're going to go back into that half Virasana pose again. So again, those of us with knee issues, be mindful. Walking back and going back to where we came from a few moments ago when we were going in and out of Parigasana. Now for this half hero position, if you want to use a block or a blanket underneath your sit bones, especially if you've got some resistance around the knee, that's helpful just to give you some elevation, so take some weight out of the knee. If you want to modify this and bring it into a half reclining version, then take your hands back behind your hips, kind of draw your tail underneath, so you're kind of lifting your bum a little bit and directing your tail to the front of your mat. And you can soften your elbows and begin to go back to any degree. So any degree that serves you. But what we're looking for is not to get too big an arc in the lower back. So if you find that your ribs are popping up, then just keep yourself a little bit more upright. Take your arms right back behind you and just relax. Taking some full breaths into the lungs at whichever variation you're in. Try to let your shoulders soften, particularly if you're halfway. Very tempting to sneak those shoulders up. Try to press the shoulders down and back, almost like you're squeezing your shoulder blades into the column of your spine. And just a little bit more of something to think about. Try to keep your left ankle squeezing into the outside of the hip. And when you look at that foot, ideally you're lining up the second toe with the top point of your heel. So in other words, the foot isn't sickling out to the side. And if you've just had enough of thinking about all those things and you want to collapse, then that's also another option. Okay, so we're going to do that little sequence on the other side. So bringing ourselves all the way up and pressing up back into the lunge. And then we're going to step back into plank position, top of a push-up. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, child pose or moving through a vinyasa at your own pace. And then meeting in downward facing dog. So from here, we're going to squeeze the left knee into the navel. Place the left foot between the hands. Lower the right knee down onto the mat for a moment. So from there, we're going to rock back to that beginning stage of Parigasana. So again, choose the option that's beneficial for your knees. Walking yourself all the way back and sitting down so that your right ankle is pressing against the outside of the right hip. You might want to have a bit of elevation under there for a moment. You might want to draw the flesh back away from your sit bones. You're going to then begin to, if your heel is into your groin, there's nothing else to do really, but if your knee is like mine and it's in the hero, half hero, take the knee out to 90 degrees so you end up with the L
shape between your legs. So the different options, the first option, placing the hand just on the shin and taking the right hand back and looking at your thumb, reaching up to the sky and creating that long line of energy wrist to wrist. Heart lifting, navel drawing back towards the spine, so you keep elongating the spine and the crown of your head up to the sky as much as you're reaching out wrist to wrist. The second option, bringing the forearm onto the shin and bringing that right arm over, again on a diagonal. Try to keep drawing the shoulder blade into the back so you don't end up with your shoulder sitting into your right ear. Palm is facing down, fingertips reaching forward. Beautiful, everybody. If you want to go deeper still, bring the forearm onto the inside of the shin, elbow and wrist on the floor, and keep rolling that the right side of your chest and your heart up to the sky. Taking a little yogi toe lock if you can get down there. Don't worry if you can't, just enjoy the spacious opening along the right side of the body and the waist. That fourth and final stage, you're gonna lift the butt a little bit and take your left hand underneath to hook over the right heel. Then bring in your left shoulder on the inside of the left thigh and knee, and bringing the right arm over the top, little yogi toe lock, and then lean back, roll the heart to the sky, but keep the right sit bone pressing down. Wherever we're at, as you inhale, bringing yourself all the way up, bring the knee back to center, and bring yourself all the way back into a lunge again over that left leg. So starting with the first option for Visvamasrasana, bringing the left hand on the inside and coming on to either just bending the elbows a little bit or coming on to forearms, shooting the heart forwards, letting the outside of this left hip drop down as the heart shoots forwards. You might want to stay exactly where you are. You might not need anything further, but if you want to progress towards this half version of Visvamasrasana, then you come up and you bring your left shoulder and left arm behind the left shin, so placing the hand down onto the baby toe side of that foot. You swing your right shin across behind you so you've got like a little rudder and a place for support, and then you lift the heart and squeeze the left heel in towards the navel. Take your right hand onto the baby toe side of the left foot, and then as you begin to extend the left foot, you roll the heart to the sky. Gently coming out, placing the foot down, bringing the hand back from underneath and taking it around again, so we're in a lunging position, and then we go back to where we came from, the half virasana. Get steady, you might want to have something underneath your seat. Remember to take any resistance out of the knee. Keep squeezing the inside of your right ankle against your hip, and then you can decide to recline, lengthen your tail, soften the shoulders, and going back to any degree that works for you. And just breathing, lifting the heart, breathing fully. Keep the collarbones spreading, just as though you're squeezing those shoulder blades into the back and trying to flatten them into the back. Good. So just coming to the end of this third and final solar wave before we start to cool things down a little bit. So bringing yourself upwards from your half reclining virasana, and you're going to bring yourself back up into the lunge. Tuck the toes under, and an optional vinyasa, so straight back to top of a push-up, or child's pose or downward dog. Moving at your own pace with the wave of your breath. And when you get to downward dog, we're just going to stay there for a moment. I'd like you to find a steady, even downward dog, even weight between your hands and your feet. Feel as you spread your fingers like you're sliding your thumbs towards each other, even though the hands aren't actually moving. Feel as though you're squaring the shoulders with that movement of drawing everything into the midline. Lift your side waist and your kidneys away from the floor a little bit. Breathe into your kidneys and let them float up to the sky. That same movement we had with a forward fold where we were drawing the insides of the thighs back behind us. Can you find that now here in dog? So it's like you're reaching back behind you with those inner thigh muscles. Let the heels release to the floor. Extend the crown away from your tail and find that connection all the way along the main energy channel, the Shoshana that Deb spoke about right at the top of the class, where we've got these two other channels revolving around the solar and lunar channels in the Urdha and Kundalini. Give that some space now and let those energy channels open. Take one more full breath and extend, fill out the shape that you are. And as you exhale, let your knees release down onto the earth. Crisscross your shins, and you're going to rock yourself back and extend the legs forward. Bend the knees, preparing to come down onto your back. So you could take yourself down nice and gently. And I'm going to talk you through some back bending now. So as usual, feel free to stop at any different stage of the back bend. We're going to start with the first option, just a gentle half bridge pose. So I'd love for you to bend your knees and walk your heels in towards your bum and line up the backs of your heels with your sitting bones. You're going to hug your arms in nice and close towards your ribs, but you're going to bend your forearms so that your fingers point up to the sky. So you've got like little robot arms. So the fingers are pointing up to the sky, but the palms are parallel. That's it. Let the back of your head stay on the floor, and you're going to slightly move your chin towards your chest so it feels like your forehead is a bit higher than your chin. And I'd like for you, if possible, not to waggle your head around and look to see what I'm doing or what your neighbour's doing, okay? It's really important, particularly if we go up into the back bend, that you keep the spine nice and stable. Good. So keep the elbows hugging into the side waist. And as you do that, press the backs of your upper arms into the floor. So it feels like you can breathe more strongly into your chest. And I want you to bump it off the floor, yeah? You're just pushing your energy into your heart. So your heart is buoyant, back to the arms pressed down. The heart kind of lifts up, so you're popping up your chest like a pigeon. That's it. Keep the action in the chest. Press into your feet and then begin to lift your hips into the half bridge, but still keeping the chest buoyant and floating, just like that pigeon breast. Good. Try not to splay your knees. Keep your knees over your ankles. They don't have to touch together, but just keep them over the ankle so that your knees have got some support. Just taking a regular breath there. And on the exhalation, I'd like for you to lift your heels off the floor so you're on your tiptoes and then begin to place your vertebrae down on the floor one by one. So you're coming back out of it gently. Good. And then when your bum is down, the back of your pelvis is supported again, then release the heels to the feet. And And you can repeat that stage if you wish to. We're going to develop it on now, though, coming into a full Setya Bandhasana, a full bridge pose. So taking the arms down alongside the hips if you want to go onwards with the back bending. Palms are flat down on the floor. Feet and knees are hip distance apart. Heels lined up with your sit bones again. Chin moving towards the chest. I'd like for you to keep that action in the chest. So you're breathing more into your chest, popping up your chest a little bit like a pigeon. Press into your hands and feet, and then begin to lift
between your knees and your shoulders. So you're like one diagonal line. Beautiful. Well done. Now you're going to interlace your fingers underneath your bum. Push your knuckles towards your heels. So interlace your fingers together and then push that one kind of big knuckle towards your heels. That's it. Roll the shoulders under. Rock to one side. Roll the shoulder under. And then roll to the other side and roll the other shoulder under. And press your heel, set your knuckles down towards your heels again. So you should be more on your shoulders. Again, try not to waggle your head around. Keep the chin exactly where it is. And then you can press into your feet and begin to lift the hips a little bit more. If you're feeling any resistance around your tailbone, any slight compression, then I'd love for you to come onto your tippy toes. Lift your heels off the floor, and that will free all that gripping around your tail. Okay. So if that's better for you to do that, stick with that variation. If you're not feeling any resistance, then I'd like you for you to work your feet and your legs a little bit more. So keep this action in the arms, but lift all 10 toes off the floor. So if your heels are lifting, don't do that, obviously. But if your feet were flat on the floor, then the balls of the feet are staying down and the toes are lifting and spreading. Really getting that action and working all the muscles in the legs. Beautiful. Take another in breath. And then as you exhale, if you're on your heels of your feet, lower the toes and lift your heels of the feet off the floor, release your hands, place the palms down where they started alongside the hips, and then once again, slowly releasing the vertebrae down onto the floor, one at a time. Take your time, nice long out breath as you come down gently. And please feel free to repeat either of those two variations again or have a little rest. If you're wanting to rest, I would recommend that you take your feet wider than hips distance apart out to the edges of your mat and drop your knees in. So keep the knees bent and just drop the knees in to touch each other. And that will, again, release the sacral area of the spine. Take your arms away from the body and just rest there. If you're wanting to go on, we're going to go into the full back bend, full Chakrasana. Or sometimes people call it Urdhva Dhanurasana, the upward bow. So I'm going to keep the feet exactly where they were, heels lined up with the sit bones. I'm going to take the hands back behind you, place the hands on the floor with your fingers pointing back towards your shoulders. Now, before we do anything else here, I would like you to do that breath again, where you kind of breathe into your chest like you're puffing up your chest like a little pigeon. So you're pressing, you're breathing more into the upper lobes of the lungs and letting the chest and the heart be buoyant. Then I want you to squeeze your shoulder blades down into your back, like you're squeezing your shoulders down towards the middle of your back, and also you're squeezing the shoulder blades in. So the shoulders are going down and in, and that'll create a little bit more lift and openness across your chest. So keep that action. Press into your feet, press into your hands, and then just begin to lift the hips up into half bridge. So the hips come up into half bridge first. Then again, shoulders down into the back, in to the midline, and then come up onto the crown of your head. Good. Lovely. If you're on the crown of your head, try not to turn your toes out, try not to let your knees splay. But once again, shrug shoulders in to the back, and into the midline, and then push into the hands and feet, and lift up. Beautiful. Good. Breathe. Stop at any of those stages. Don't feel like you need to push yourself onwards. Stop at any of them. But the key action here is shoulders in and down. When you're ready to come down, chin to the chest, and then gently begin to lower yourself down. And I'd like for you to repeat one of those back bends once more, unless you're resting, of course, unless you've already finished your back bending sequence. Have a little pause, and then I'd like for you to find your way into the back bend once again. So remember the key actions here. Lifting the chest, so we have buoyancy in the upper lobes of the lungs. Keeping that space in the shoulders. And then the shoulders moving down to the back and inwards. Good, well done. Well done, everybody. And when you're done with those movements, I'd like you to fall into that resting position. So the feet walk out to the sides of your mat, to the edges of your mat. The knees drop inward so the inner knees touch. The arms just away from the sides of the body a little bit. Roll your palms up to the sky. Soften your face, and if there's any lingering tension, just sigh the breath out through the mouth a couple of times, letting go of any resistance, any negativity. Breathe it out. And just allow yourself to absorb the uplifting and invigorating heart opening backbends.
Keeping both of the hips grounded down towards the floor. Beautiful. And then gently inhale, draw the leg back to centre. And release the strap. And you can exhale, bring that leg down to the floor with control, using that energy in the belly that we've created today. Or just bend the knee and gently bring it down if that's okay for your back. And then we're going to prepare for the opposite side. So bending both of the knees in to begin with. Taking the strap around the sole of the left foot, or just around the ball of the foot. Or taking that yogi toe lock. Pushing it up towards the sky. So the sole of the foot is holding up the ceiling there. And then if you're comfortable, straightening out the right leg. Making sure that there's no niggles in the back, that we're not compromising the posture. And then grounding down that right hip with the right hand. As you exhale, take that left leg out towards the side. Making sure that left hip isn't reaching into the hand, keep it nice and grounded down. Hips nice and even along the floor so that the spine is still nice and long. And then inhaling, drawing the leg back to centre. And exhale, lower it down, bending the knee first if you need to. Let's bend up both of the legs. We're going to bring the soles of the feet together and let the knees flop out to the sides into Supta Baddha Konasana. So just allowing the hips to lovely and open. You can either rest one hand on the heart and one hand on the belly. Or if it feels good for your shoulders, let the arms reach out above just for a few breaths. Just beginning to relax and cool the body. So if you're feeling that your practice has served you, breathing and soaking up all those positive qualities of your practice, then stay exactly where you are. If you feel you would like to do any kind of inversion, then please feel free to take whatever inversion you would like to take, whether it be a headstand, a shoulder stand, or anything else that your body is calling for. Please take a few moments now to just enjoy that. And if you want to try something new, or if you're not sure how to tackle any of those poses and you would like any assistance, then just kind of give us a wave and we can come and help.
Anchoring your
your left shoulder down onto the earth. Either letting your head gently roll like seaweed from side to side. The head flowing with the current, the waves of breath. Or turning to look away from your knees towards your left fingers. To get that full breathing out sensation. And lengthening along the spine. As you next inhale, the chin and the knees back to center, and as you exhale, we're going to twist out the other way. So knees off to your left, either letting your head roll like seaweed in the ocean, keeping those upper vertebrae soft and fluid, or turning to look across towards your right fingers. Breathing into the right side of the chest. Breathing into the right lung, feeling that length and openness through the whole of the body. And as you next inhale, chin and knees back to center. And if you'd like to grab anything warmer to throw on, cover yourself with a blanket. Going to take a few moments of stillness now in Shavasana. So make yourself comfortable. With bent knees or straight legs. And particularly after that, heart opening. Back bending sequence. If you are still feeling any resistance in your lower back, then I advise you to keep your knees bent. Drop the knees in to touch. Otherwise, just letting your heels move to the front corners of your mat. Letting your toes roll out to the side. Taking the arms away from the sides of the body and rolling your palms to the sky. Finding a way of allowing your forehead to be higher than your chin. Need a pillow to help facilitate that. Just allowing that movement to happen so that the entire length of your spine can fall into its natural curves and release into the support of the earth. From your tailbone all the way up through the middle back to the back of the neck, back of the head. With each exhalation, allow your body to simply surrender. Let go through the feet, the backs of the shins, the backs of the knees, the backs of the thighs. Allow the front of your legs to drop into the earth, into the backs of the legs. Feel the space around your belly, allowing all of your internal organs to soften and release. Space around your heart. Let go of any burdens you've been carrying with you through your hands and arms. Let your shoulders relax. Soften your throat. Vocal cords. the lower jaw. Soften the valley between the nose and the cheek.
Beginning to breathe a little more deeply. Each in-breath, bringing fresh, revitalizing energy into every cell of your body. Breathe down into your feet and your legs. Fill the torso. Breathe down into your fingers and arms. And then slowly, as you allow your body to reconnect with the earth again beneath you, begin to make slow, gentle movements with your fingers and toes. Arms and legs, stretching, yawning, sighing, awakening in whichever way feels nice for you.
ready to, with your knees bent, just stretch your right arm back behind you so that as you roll to a fetal position on your right side, your head can be supported by your right arm. And just take a couple of transitional breaths there, keeping the eyes closed. And when you're ready to, bringing yourself all the way up away from the floor to a comfortable seated position. Try to keep the eyes closed for a few more moments. Staying inward, witnessing the waves of breath. And I'd love us to complete our time together this afternoon by bringing our hands into Earth Mudra. So you're simply going to take your ring finger, the finger next door to your little finger, towards the tip of your thumb. So just connecting the tip of ring finger and thumb together, letting the backs of your hands rest onto your lap or your knees. Sitting tall, creating that length along the spine so that energy is free to travel. Without any obstacles, without resistance, the spine lengthening, the heart opening. And this mudra is the Earth Mudra. It's all about a grounding force that allows us to connect to the earth energies, empowering our being. And hopefully after the practice of connecting to our heart, through the back bends and the lunar energy, by warming the body with the fire in our bellies and the radiant warmth of the sun. And now grounding here through Earth Mudra, we can feel centered, grounded, and fully alive. Letting go of any fear and insecurity, any feelings of self-doubt or unworthiness. So just as you enjoy a few more breaths in our practice, as you next breathe in fully, and as you breathe out like golden rain, the energy sinking back to the earth as a renewing force. Breathing in, and as you breathe out the lunar nectar, letting it flow into your belly. As you next breathe in fully, and as you breathe out, be filled with that radiant warmth of the sun. Smooth in-breaths. Centered, grounded, and fully alive. Let's bring our hands to our heart, to Anjali Mudra, and I'd love for us to close the class in the way that we began, really, by chanting together the Pranava Om. If it feels better for you to chant internally, then feel free to go ahead. Otherwise, we're going to take a full deep breath and chant three times together, followed with a message of peace with Shanti. Taking a full in breath.
Peace.
sealing our practice. And may the power of the earth give us each secure stability and staying power and assertiveness, self-confidence. And may the power of the cosmos give us enthusiasm, pleasure, and joy. And may the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you all. And just thank you for giving up your time today. And just a thank you in advance from Friends of the Earth. All the money today is going to that very worthy cause. So thank you for that. Just one thing to let you know, that the next charity event that we'll do will coincide with the global effort of Yoga Mala, which happens every September. I think it's the 19th. We're just waiting for the hall date to be secured. I think it's going to be Sunday the 19th. We're going to do it a little bit earlier in the morning. And our thoughts are we're going to do a sponsored 108 Surya Namaskar. So 108 sun salutation. Get that, Soraya, that solar energy really pumping.
I didn't feel much of a yay there.
No, but what we are going to do is do it in lots of different stages. So, you know, for some of us, a sun salutation might not include downward dog. There's lots of different ways to do it. So basically we're going to do 9 waves, so it'll all add up to 108. But each wave will be different, progressing from little gentle variations, which you can stick with for the whole thing, or you can build it up and get a little bit of more Agni fire in your belly. So I look forward to sharing that with you in September. We've also got a couple of things going on over the summertime too. The free outdoor event, fingers crossed, in August, and something else.
Acro yoga.
Oh yeah, there's still a couple of places for acro yoga as well. My friend Amanda's coming to teach that. And spaces on, if anybody really likes the flow, Liz Lark is coming in September, who's a really wonderful teacher, and she was one of my mentors when I did my level 2 teacher training, and she's amazing. If you like the flow, you'll love Liz, I'm sure. So she's coming in September. And I think that's it, really. So I'm just going to play one of my new favourite records by MC Yogi, and it's all about the power of giving. So give yourself a little loving hug now, because you don't love being and giving charitably your time and your money, so your efforts are well rewarded.